Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a great music bed. Really is. One of the top sports theme music beds. So believe it or not, Selection Sunday is 3 weeks from this Sunday. So you're hearing more about bubble teams. We're talking about tournament and getting ready for all the fun of March Madness. So it's bracketology time, and that means it's Joe Lunardi, the ESPN.com bracketology expert, who is joining us right now on our Westar Hotline. Joe, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome, sir. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Good morning. This is 2 days in a row now in the great city of Buffalo.
Well, that's a good thing. I actually, it's funny, Joe, this might actually freak you out, and I don't mean to, but I was thinking about you over the weekend thinking this time of year, you must have no life. Like, you are probably just, you know, hey, friends and family, catch me again in, May. I'm going to be busy watching basketball.
Well, I have this, like, semi-annual tradition. A buddy's Super Bowl party in the neighborhood, and you know, who doesn't go to a Super Bowl party, right?
Yep.
And I usually leave that and say, I'll see you in about 6 weeks.
Hey, at least you went. I thought you were going to tell me you blew off the Super Bowl party because you had to watch college basketball.
The handful of people, who I'm closest to, even they don't see me all that much.
Hmm.
And I think for them it's a vacation. So maybe it works all the way around. But I have to give a shout out to my friends at Bishop Tyman, and the great Ron Bertovich had me speak to his high school class. Oh,
very nice, cool.
So we were debating, the size of the class versus the size of the audience here, and we got to blow them away.
We will. Don't worry about it. So listen, 3 weeks out on Sunday from Selection Sunday, Joe, when you look at the big picture, I mean, are things pretty much coming together? How much are you not really sure about 3 weeks out in terms of who's actually going to make the field?
I think the top of the board has been unusually stable for an unusually long period of time. I thought I saw something on the air on a graphic last night in passing that, the four projected number one seeds, since January 1st are like 52-1 or something like that. And the only loss is when Kansas and Baylor played each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's unusual. But, at the other end of the board, the bubble, quote-unquote bubble, last night a dozen of the teams, I call it the 16-team window, the eight that are on the good side and the eight that are on the not good side, 12 of them were playing, and it was a train wreck of losing and winning unexpectedly. And we haven't had a day like that, but here it was, and I'm wondering if maybe that's the beginning of the crazy that we've been expecting all season long after the way it started with all those different teams ranked number one and, yep, this is a wide open deal and the tournament's going to be amazing and blah, 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 blah. And all of that maybe is starting to come true.
I did want to ask you about a couple of teams of interest here with our listeners here in Western New York. One of them would be Syracuse. Now, it's a two-parter, Joe, I guess. One, Syracuse's chances. Two, can you put, you have four ACC teams in your latest bracketology. Can you put into perspective what kind of a down year that means for the ACC?
Twice in my era, the ACC's gotten three as a point of comparison. But, and this is a huge but, it was a 9-team league at that time. Now it's a 15-team league. So, you know, the stretches of January and into February where we were showing three or four ACC teams in the field is pretty extraordinary. And even with NC State's win last night, which at least for the moment has me slotting them at number 68 and a fifth team from the ACC in the field. You know, 5 out of 15 is no different than 3 out of 9 back in the day, and that was considered to be a disaster. So, you know, it's certainly been an off year for the ACC, and, you know, it hasn't been a great year for Syracuse either, and it certainly didn't go in a better direction last night at Louisville. You know, the Orange had to have one of those two road games at Florida State or Louisville just to maybe get in the back end of the conversation. And, you know, it didn't happen, and it didn't happen for the most obvious of reasons, and that's they're not good enough. And I don't say that in a, you know, in a happy or a judgmental way. Like, at some point you get to a stage of the season, and, you know, we're in, you know, crunch time here. You get to a stage of the season where you know what you have or what you don't. And I think Jim Boeheim knows that he doesn't have a NCAA tournament team. Yep. They're going to scratch and claw and try and get hot late and have a deep run in Greensboro. And that's all you can think about if you're on the inside. But from the outside, you know, you have to go with the evidence. And the evidence over 25-plus games now is they're not an NCAA team.
The other team is Bona. I mean, the Atlantic 10 does usually get at least one at-large bid. Short of winning the tournament, running through and winning the tournament, is there what kind of a shot, any shot for Bona to get in?
I don't think they can get in at-large. And you know, any chance to be in that conversation, you know, probably died last Friday night at home when they kind of came in and got blasted by Davidson. I had seen Bona earlier that week at St. Joe's and was talking to Mark Schmidt at length and kind of remarking in a remarkable way about how consistently good they are in the Atlantic 10, yep, even in quote-unquote rebuilding years. I mean, you know, they're very much in the hunt for the top four and double bye, and they're going to get double-digit wins again in the A-10. They've got the longest streak of that going in the league, and if you think about where the Bonnies are kind of positioned in the college basketball landscape, as well as on a map, right, you'd say, you know, well, that would be VCU, it would be Dayton, it would be Rhode Island, it would be somebody else. But the most consistent program in the league for a decade now has been St. Bonaventure. And I think it starts and ends with Mark Schmidt.
The other conference I want to ask you about, Joe, is the Big Ten. You've got 10 of the teams going in your latest bracketology. How confident are you? That's a large number, even for a, what are they, 14-team league, whatever they are these days. That's a pretty big number.
At one point, it was 12 wow, that were getting in. Now, inevitably, when you're that bloated, my word, right, when you have that, when you're going that deep in your league, it's almost unsustainable because, you know, those teams are playing each other, right?
Yeah.
So it's not just the good teams at the top that eat each other, you know, out of the tournament.
Sure.
But it at the bottom, you know, you're getting well under 500 in the league because, you know, if you look at the standings in any sport of any league, right, you know, the teams in the middle are around 500 and the teams at the bottom are well below it. And, you know, it's just hard to sustain a resume that's worthy when you're doing what Minnesota is doing, right? Like Minnesota 2 weeks ago was in the field. Now they're 12-13 overall. And, you know, I don't care how hard your league is, they're not going to give an at-large bid to a sub-500 team.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't put the Lakers in at sub-500. So, you know, that number has gone from 12 to 11 to 10 and could go down still maybe even one more under the right or, should I say, wrong circumstances.
You can read Joe's work, of course, at ESPN.com. The bracketology, and keep track of everything as we get closer and closer. Bama, by the way, Nate Oates fans, is one of the teams that's on that bubble. Joe, thanks. Thanks for coming on with us this morning. Appreciate you giving us some time, and good luck with the rest of your bracketology work.
You bet. I hope everybody in the area doesn't mind. I'm going to take tomorrow off from Buffalo.
A one-day break from us is never a bad thing, Joe. Don't worry about it. We won't take it personal.
Well, how many weeks do I have to wait before I'd even want to come?
Oh, you kidding me? This has been like the most gorgeous winter ever. No snow, good temps. You're good. You come in. You'd enjoy winter here. It's been a piece
of
cake.
So when the blizzard comes next week, it's your fault.
I know it is. My colleagues always blame me for stuff like that. So I'll just keep my trap shut.
All right, I'll keep my golf clubs handy.
Thanks, Joe. Have a nice day.
Later,
Joe Lenardi with us here on our Western Hotline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.